Welcome to LOA Today. Walt Thiessen and life coach Wendy Dillard here. Today is Tuesday, October the 16th, 2018, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, your second daily dose of happy for the day. And it's been a happy day in a number of different ways. There's a little bit of sadness today, but it's a happy kind of sadness, because the happy part is we've been enjoying doing podcasts. I've been enjoying doing podcasts with Wendy Dillard now since November of last year. That's the happy part. The slightly sad part is she's going to move on. This is her last podcast, but it's going to be a big one. It's going to be a good one. So before we get started, I want to tell you, Wendy, it's been great. I've been loving it. Thanks for being my co-host all this time.
Thank you, Walt. And you have been the most fabulous co-host, and this opportunity that you've given me is something that literally is a part of shaping my career.
Wow.
And so I am truly blessed, truly grateful for the podcast that we have shared together. And I know on a personal level, this is not goodbye.
Right, of course.
Audience, yeah, from an audience perspective, you know, it may be my last podcast in this form, but we'll see where things take us.
And
you know, life is ever changing.
Do you want to make an announcement about what you're going to be doing podcast-wise going forward?
Sure. I'm actually feeling guided to do my own podcast, and I don't have it completely set up yet in terms of I haven't done my first podcast, so you can't go and find me yet. but the name of my podcast is called Law of Attraction Applied. Probably within the next week or two, people can start looking on their podcast managers,
right?
You know, and if they just search for Law of Attraction, I would imagine Law of Attraction Applied will pop in. My podcast, which kind of seems to, it totally fits me, because I'm all about helping people apply the principles of the Law of Attraction. So I wasn't going for any sexy, cool kind of name. I was going for how can people find it? What is going to be searchable? And I definitely wanted Law of Attraction to be in the title.
Sure. Yeah.
So that if they were looking for Law of Attraction stuff, they'd find me.
Yeah. Well, that does help, doesn't it? I mean, it's rather an important thing I found.
Totally. And, you know, I was having a wonderful coaching call, friendship call, whatever you want to call it, call with my dear friend Rhonda. And as we were kind of playing with some different thoughts and ideas today, what fell into my heart, the idea that I received, because we were talking about, you know, she and I are both in a similar season in our career. And when we're not feeling led to do something, we kind of feel uncomfortable. Because we're like, how are we going to bring the money in if we're not doing something specifically to bring the money in? Shouldn't I be creating a program or creating a podcast, or should I be on LinkedIn looking for people? You know, where do I find the clients? That kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And what just fell into my heart today, I said, this issue that we're having, or this thing we're talking about, has to do with what we feel our responsibility is. Like, we're both such hyper-responsible individuals. We have a huge integrity. You know, we both grew up with the idea, if you don't work hard, you don't make money.
Sure.
And it seems as though we keep being guided by our own intuitive inner beings to say, that's the world's conditioned response to how you create money.
Mm.
But last week, while we were talking, what I received was that there is a universal manager that handles payroll. So, and we are on the universal manager's payroll. And that was kind of a new concept.
Like,
we're not the ones responsible for creating the income. There's a payroll department in the universe. The universe takes care of our income. But as long as we were thinking we had to control it, we weren't releasing our reins to let the universal manager handle the payroll for
us. It makes sense. I mean, we're not people in general. Human beings are not people who like to let go of the reins. Like you said, we're doers. And in that sense, Law of Attraction teaching kind of, you know, throws us back on our heels, because it's saying, no, don't do anything. Just put your wand out there, get really good feeling about it, and then let it go. Like, what? I can't do anything else? I think I'm going to go into a spasmodic attack.
So, I mean, for those who are listening, and for you, Walt, I mean, really think about, drink in the idea you are not physically, you're not ultimately responsible for the income you bring in.
I know. I've been dealing with that lately in a very big way. And it is a daunting idea. I mean, it just really catches you like, oh my God. So what the heck am I supposed to do? I don't get it.
Well, and that's where Rhonda and I were today. We're like, well, shouldn't we be doing something?
Right.
Because
right.
Like yesterday, and I may go into this later, but yesterday I had an entire day that was kind of slated to working on my podcast and doing all sorts of, you know, business related things. And the day unfolded and I never went there.
Wow.
And Rhonda kind of had a similar day. And so today we were talking about it. We're both feeling a little uncomfortable, maybe a little guilty, like, well, we're supposed to be doing something, aren't we?
Right, right.
But if we are, how come we're not being guided to anything?
Mm.
And so as we were kind of chewing on that conversation or that topic, I just mentioned, I said, well, you and I are both mega responsible women. And she goes, yeah, that's right. And I said, I think this has something to do with like misguided responsibility.
Mm.
So we kind of sat with that for a moment. And then here's what flowed through me. We only have one responsibility as human beings, and that is to become aligned.
Hold that thought for just a second, because we have to get our promos in here at the beginning of the show, and then we're going to dive into that, okay?
So
first thing first, as usual, if you're not yet a subscriber to the podcast, please do become a subscriber. It's really easy to do. Most people actually know how to do this now, but if you're maybe a little technically challenged, or you're not really quite sure what to do, we've got the instructions written out on the homepage of our website at loatoday.net. And all you have to do is just go there and click on the right icon for what kind of device you have, Android or iPhone or iPad or whatever. And it just walks you through the process of becoming a subscriber. So please do, because we're doing 11 episodes a week, and those 11 episodes are all very different, very diverse, different people involved, and you're not going to want to miss a single one of them. So please become a subscriber. And then, both for those who are new subscribers and for those who are existing subscribers, I want to please keep asking you. I've been asking you this for a few months, and you've been doing it, but I want to keep going with it. I want you to keep sharing on social media the fact that you're listening to LOAToday.net, because it is being picked up by people who you don't even know, who are finding us and who are liking us and who are listening in. And our goal in the long run is to reach tens of thousands of listeners every time we do an episode. So you help us every time that you post on your favorite social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, whatever it is. You help us to reach out to more and more people who need their daily dose of happy, because we all need a daily dose of happy, right? And there's a third thing, actually, I'm starting to add now. And it came, Wendy, because when you told me you wanted to start doing your own podcast and move on to other stuff, well, that meant I had to find somebody to replace you, which is impossible because you're irreplaceable. But nevertheless, I did some reaching out, and I have new people coming in both this coming Thursday and the following Tuesday on a regular basis. And we've got a new person who's going to be joining Anne Marie and I on Sunday. His name is Mark Evans. And I'll tell you about the others later on, as we come in closer to the days where the Tuesday and Thursday podcasts and the new people come on board. I'll be making announcements about them. But I want to tell you something interesting about this guy, Mark Evans. Mark's going to join Anne Marie and I on Sunday nights. Really interesting guy. He has his own little gig he calls Southern Not Stupid, which is a really interesting his way of kicking back at the cable guy is really what it is. And that's what he told me anyway. But he's fun. He's an interesting guy. He's a comedian. He's got a really good thing going on there, and I think he's going to really contribute to the podcast. He told me something, Wendy, that I want to share with you too, but I also want to share with our audience, because I want our audience to give us some feedback about whether or not they like it and whether or not they would watch it. He told me that there was a guy he worked with for a short period of time who was doing a live broadcast via Facebook. And he was doing it through, I think he was doing it through a group. I'm not sure exactly where he was doing it, but he was doing these live broadcasts. And he told me the big benefit to doing that is that people could listen in to what was being talked about. And instead of feeling the pressure of having to call in or something like that, they could just type comments in the discussion. And so you could just interact with them directly on Facebook. I thought that was a really clever idea. So I've been looking into it, and I figured out how to do it. It does require more financial investment for me to do it, which I'm willing to do, but I wanted to find out first, would our listeners listen in to a live feed via Facebook? So, you know, when you guys get a chance, maybe in the middle of the podcast while you're listening, just go to, you know, you can go to our LOA Today page on Facebook. You can send an email to me at walt@loatoday.net. You can use the contact page on our website at loatoday.net. You can tweet us. You can go to LinkedIn and send me a note. Whatever way you want to get a message to me, just let me know. Is that something that you would actually watch and listen to? Or is it something that just doesn't really grab the audience? That's what I want to find out. Is that something our listeners would listen to? So if you get a moment, just send us a note, whatever way, and let us know whether you'd like to see that kind of thing coming through on a Facebook page. So that's the announcements for today. Yeah, isn't that an interesting idea? I thought that was really clever.
It is. It's very clever.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to jump back in, and then I'm going to jump out and go all over the place.
Okay.
So, like normal. So where I left off was our sole responsibility, our primary responsibility as human beings here on planet Earth is to be in alignment.
Mm.
Like if you think about being a responsible person,
right?
When you're aligned, that's it. That's all you need to do. And so as Rhonda and I explored this, we both kind of got the same awareness that when we're aligned from like a business perspective, because that's what she and I were both talking about. When we're aligned, if we get do nothing, we do nothing.
Mm.
And so this hyper responsibility that we both have felt, and I know I'm not the only one on planet Earth who feels hyper responsible to things and how to create income and how to take care of your family and how to pay your bills and
right.
make sure you don't lose your house to foreclosure.
Yes.
You know, we feel like we need to be doing something.
Yeah.
But the insight that I received today, and she resonated with it as well, is that when we put ourselves in a state of alignment to our inner being, and we know we're tuned in, tapped in, and turned on, we just follow the guidance that we're given. And sometimes the guidance is do nothing. Go eat a hot dog. Go to a baseball game. Watch some TV. Take a chill pill. Take a walk. Sometimes there's just zero guidance at all as far as what to do. It's more like you pick. Whatever mm-hmm. you want to do is what you do.
Yeah.
But for Rhonda and I, for this sense of, but we have to be doing something to create income, our response that we got today was wrong. That's incorrect information. There's nothing you have to do if you're not being guided to do it.
So let me ask you something. Is this like an ethical thing? Is it like the moral thing to do is to get into alignment?
What do you mean moral thing?
Well, many people feel that humans have either ethical or moral responsibilities to other humans. And we're describing okay. this as being the ultimate responsibility. So I'm just wondering, does this have an ethical component or is it something else entirely?
Well, I would think the greatest contribution that I can make to the world is by being in alignment.
Oh, okay. So contribution-based. Okay.
Well, that is my greatest contribution. So that, to me, is my moral and ethical responsibility, if you want to call it that.
Oh, all right.
But for me to want to be, you know, for me to attract the greatest relationship, intimate romantic relationship that I desire, my only responsibility to that is to get into alignment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For me to have a healthy body that's vital and feels like it's ready to go and it's flexible and it feels awesome, my only responsibility to create that is to be in a state of alignment.
True.
Literally, we were flying through all the different topics of life and we couldn't find anything in life that the answer to deliberately creating is not get in alignment.
So we could actually,
because when you're in, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, so we could actually play off of the idea of wanting to be doers and say our job at all times is to be in alignment.
Yeah. And so do alignment. If
yeah.
you got to do something, do alignment.
Sounds like a t-shirt. Doesn't it?
Well, and everybody, well, it does. And everybody gets into alignment in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Some do it through meditation. Some do it through affirmations. Some do it because they have tuned into what it feels good to feel good.
Mm.
And that's my way. When I'm feeling good, I know I'm tapped in.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, when I'm in a state of, wow, I'm just kind of blissed out. Everything just feels good. Like nothing, like I feel so satisfied where I am.
Mm-hmm.
That for me is being tuned in, and that for me is being in alignment. And so not only is that our only responsibility in this world is to be in alignment, because from there, you'll get all the rest of the guidance that is necessary. It doesn't mean there are no strategies for having great relationships, or there's no strategies for how to create income. But when you're in a state of alignment, you'll receive the guidance of how to get the strategies, or where to learn the strategies, or how to employ or to actually apply the strategies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm not saying we don't ever do anything.
Sure.
But what I am saying is the most essential ingredient for our entire lives. And I feel like if I could give anything to our listening audience on my last show, this to me is the most profound thing I feel like I've ever said and have ever learned. Being in a state of alignment is everything.
Mm.
And from there comes everything. And so many of us have tried to do, and sometimes our doing doesn't create the result that we want, and then we feel like we have failed or we need to go back to the drawing board. And our inner beings have been desperately trying to get our attention before you go off and do another activity.
Mm.
Get aligned.
Yeah.
Get aligned. You know, it's like line up with whatever feels like the right thing for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Get aligned to it before you take the action.
Right. Yeah.
And when you're in a state of alignment, here's the benefit. There is a level of synchronicity and orchestration that the universe does on our behalf that we could never be able to do for ourselves, because we can't possibly connect to all sorts of unknown to us resources.
Mm.
But the universe knows everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here's my story I want to tell you about yesterday, which just blew my mind.
Okay.
So it was the first chilly day in Texas. It, like, the temperature dropped about 30 degrees from Sunday to Monday.
Wow.
And so I slept with my window open, and when I woke up in the house, it was like 64 degrees Fahrenheit.
Which
it
is
quite chilly.
Quite chilly compared to where you were a day ago.
Yeah, but I was loving it because I love the cool weather. And so, you know, I slept with the windows open, and when it was kind of, I was kind of feeling like, oh, I could probably wake up now and get up and start the day. But for me personally, when the chilly air hits my crisp bed sheets, to me, and it touches my like shoulders and my skin, oh my God, that to me is one of the most delicious feelings I can experience. And I didn't want to get out of bed because I just want to continue to nurture this really fun, comforting feeling. So by the time I finally got up, it was like well after noon, and I just went, okay. And I knew it. I had a whole docket of things that I had planned for the day, and they were all regarding my new podcast production. And so everything was laid out on my desk, ready for me to go. But as I got out of bed, I checked in with my inner being, which is what I generally do. And I asked, like, so what do I do first? And I was thinking about heading to my desk, but I was being guided, no, that's not it. And I said, all right, so where do I start? And I have this audio book that I had just recently purchased. It was written by the people who do the television show, Fixer Upper, which
is
on HGTV.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like their story. And it's, you know, on CD. So it was an audio thing. And I knew that whenever I listened to it, I wanted to give my undivided attention to it. And I was getting the nudge. Now's the perfect day to listen to that. Now, meanwhile, it's pouring rain. We've had rain consistently for days, and it's going to keep going for more days. So in Texas,
wow,
there's all these flash floods, and, you know, the weather is gloomy, and, you know, but I personally happen to like that. So it was just a perfect day for me to kind of, like, you know, when we used to have snow days when we were kids and you didn't have to go to school.
Yeah, sure.
Well, this kind of felt like a snow day, except for it was a rain day.
Yeah, okay.
And because I didn't have any scheduled activities I had to do, I felt like, well, okay, I can listen to this audio thing for a couple hours, and then I'll get back to my podcast work. And I listened and I listened and I listened, and I was getting so much awareness and understanding about how they put their business plan together. And I was learning so much stuff and I was loving it.
Cool.
And it wasn't until, it really felt like an indulgence to spend my time just sitting in my rocking chair, my reclining rocking chair, and listening to this audio cassette for hours. And I went, wow, this feels so good. So about 5 o'clock, the telephone rings, and it was my cell phone, because I have a landline and a cell phone, and my cell phone rings and it's my sister. And so we start talking, and she said, you know, I tried calling you 3 times on your landline, but I got the recorded message that it was out of order. And I went, really?
Hmm.
She said, yeah, well, did you hear that AT&T UVerse is having an issue, which is my provider? And I went, no. And she goes, yeah, do you have internet service? I went, well, I didn't go to my computer, so I don't know. But I said, I did notice on my digital thermostat that does have Wi-Fi that the Wi-Fi had a little error message, and I kind of blew it off like it doesn't matter, because that just means it can't tell me that we're going to have 100% chance of precipitation today, which I kind of already knew. So it didn't matter if the thermostat told me or not. And
makes
I said
sense.
I was having something on my cell phone where I normally have my cell service through my Wi-Fi, but it went to 4G instead, and I went, okay, well, that's weird. So then I tried my TV, because my TV, my phone, and my internet are all through AT&T UVerse. So I tried my TV, and I'm like, nope, it's not coming up either. I went, son of a gun. Yeah, I don't have any services.
That's weird.
And I went, that's weird. And yeah. So then I went online through my phone, and it said that apparently the main station that I receive all those services through had a lightning strike midday or mid-morning and had a fire, literally torched the server room
God.
Their backup.
Wow.
But that, you know, the official word was they're working their hardest to reroute everything and they did get us up as soon as they can. And so she and I hang up the phone maybe around 6 o'clock, and I just started laughing, because what I thought to myself was, I know my inner being is so knowing that when I don't have access to all my services, it's almost like an internal itch. Like, but I have to have them. I have to have them. Even if I don't need them, the fact I can't have them, I want them all the more, right?
Yeah.
So I was just thinking, how ironic is it that even though my inner being knew exactly what I had planned for the day, because I checked in with my inner being and asked, well, what do you want me to do today? What would be in my highest and best good? I was guided to use a CD player. Most people don't even own a CD player. But I have a CD player. And so I put the CD in to listen. And so that caused me to not even have to check the internet. Normally, the first thing I do every morning is get to my cell phone while I'm laying in bed and I check my emails. I didn't even do that.
Wow.
Don't even know why, but I didn't. So I had zero conscious awareness that all of my services were out until 5:30, 6 o'clock. And at that point, I was still content to keep listening to my audio. And my services came back on probably around 7:30. But what made me laugh is that my inner being knows me so intimately well that I was steered away, if you will, from even the knowledge of all those services being out. And I was guided to something that didn't require those services and kept me incredibly satisfied. And I felt so nurtured all day that, wow, how cool is it? I don't have any scheduled activities and I just get to do whatever my guidance tells me to do. And I was feeling so in tune with the whole universe.
It really
and
does.
And I felt like what I...
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, it really does reinforce what you often say, which is the universe has your back. Boy, did the universe have your back. I mean, just had your day totally figured out and knew how to get around what the problem was with the AT&T, had everything all worked out, and you didn't have to do a thing except just go with what came to you.
Exactly. And the guidance I was even receiving through listening to the audio was just, it was palatable. It felt so good to me. It was validating ideas I already had. It was helping to expand ideas that I already, you know, was thinking about. And I was feeling into their story, and it was helping me bask in feelings of things that I'm in the process of creating. And so the whole day was really a beautiful expression of me being in the vortex, being with all the good things that I desire to have in my life. And it was all because I take the time to check in with my inner being and follow the guidance.
So I got to ask you now, because I've asked you similar questions in the past, now that you're experiencing this, being in the vortex and experiencing all the synchronicities and all that stuff happening on a regular basis, is that the new normal?
That is the new normal. And anything less now doesn't feel good.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. So that, if you want to define now what normal feels like, normal feels like how things ought to be.
Oh.
And when things don't feel like this, I feel out of kilter, out of sync.
Wow.
Yeah, this is my new normal. And so hearing today that our responsibility is to be aligned to source energy, our inner being, God, life force, that's our responsibility.
Whatever you
call everything it. Else flows out of that. And here on planet Earth, most of us, myself included, have done it backwards for most of our lives. Like, we usually go to God or prayer as a last resort.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, right. It's like, things aren't working well. Okay, I better ask for spiritual help.
Yeah, it's like, but I got this covered. I'll try this. I'll try that. Well, that didn't work. Well, then I'll try this. Well, that doesn't work. Well, then I'll try this. That doesn't work. Okay, well, now I'm really close to when the rent or the mortgage is due, and I still don't have the money. I'll call somebody and see if I can borrow the money. Okay,
right.
They don't have that. When you are absolutely at your wit's end, that's usually when we go to the spiritual part of our life and go, you know, whoever we pray to or ask guidance from, that's when we ask.
Right.
And the insight I received today is that's totally backwards. We start with getting aligned. We start with connecting to our inner being, to our higher self, to God. And when we come from that place of connection, we receive the guidance as to what to do. But otherwise, you know what? And here's where I am today. The idea of just enjoying a free day, I'm starting to feel like that's normal, like that's okay. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not being irresponsible. Now, I guarantee you there are some people listening to this podcast, and they can name all sorts of people in their life that if they heard what I said today, they would go, oh, my God, no, because so-and-so is a deadbeat, and they are not doing what it takes to, you know, get
oh,
their
sure.
act together. Now, and I get that. But you know what? If that person is not connected spiritually and being given the guidance to do nothing, then they are out of their synchronicity with all that the universe has to offer. So I'm not talking to the person who's just choosing to do nothing because they don't wanna, or they choose to be lazy. Because if somebody said, I'm doing nothing because I don't know what to do, my question would be, and did you get that insight from your inner being? Did God speak that to you? Or are you just being lazy because you don't want to do nothing? Because there's a big difference. And what I'm describing right now that I'm experiencing in my life is my inner being saying, Wendy, you've done the work. You've done the work. The stuff that you desire, it's in the vortex. I've been doing my own personal work. I've been doing my own personal evolution. I've been taking one resistant thing after another and cleaning it up so that I no longer have much resistance in my life. I'm doing the work. I'm like hyper responsible to the point of like, okay, it doesn't feel comfortable to do nothing. I need to be doing something. Shouldn't I be doing something? And my inner being's like, no, chill. You've done the work. And that brings me to something that's kind of fun. couple months ago, I was talking to one of my friends from my previous corporate job, and she and I were both talking about what retirement would look like because she desires to retire at about 62. So she's a couple years away from that. I'm a little bit younger than her, but still, you know, we're kind of both in that age that you kind of look toward what retirement is. And the reason the thought of it was hard for her is, yes, she knew she wanted to be out of the corporate America job and the rat race, but she said, I don't see myself doing nothing. I would go insane doing nothing. And so she's like, Wendy, could you help me to help me identify what would be really good for me to do once I officially retire from corporate America so that I don't go into nothingness? Because she said, financially, I'm totally fine. She said, I could retire today and I'm fine. But she said, I choose to keep working for a couple more years. But she said, I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to be bored. So we started working on some stuff for her. And then at that time, I was still in my corporate job. And I said, you know, the whole concept of retirement is just weird to me. And I'm not saying retirement in itself is weird. I'm saying this is my personal thing. I'm such a doer. I'm such a person who requires accomplishment in my life that I said, I've watched people who retire. I've watched, you know, my mother retire and my father retire. And frankly, both of their lives were boring. And they would admit they were boring. They had nothing to do because they hadn't really planned for something to do.
Yeah, my father's case, it wasn't so much that he didn't have anything to do. He always found stuff to do. It's that he didn't know what he wanted to do, which is almost worse in a way. I mean, because he and my mom, they lived on a lake. They had a beautiful environment to live in. I mean, gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous year round. I mean, he could do any kind of water sports or stuff that he wanted to do. He could read a lot, which he actually did do a lot of. But I also realized he was very active, and I mean physically active, for most of his adult life. And when he got to retirement, he'd set himself up with really no physical activities to do, and he was lost. Because he hadn't taken that into account. You know, he had worked hard. He had, you know, developed a good pension. He had developed a good retirement plan. He was financially set. He was in good shape. But he didn't know what to do with his time. I mean, he had quiet things to do around the house, but that was it. And I think about what you said about how our primary responsibility as human beings is to be aligned. I wonder how my dad would have responded to that. I don't want to presume to speak for him, probably because he's passed on and I'm not him and he's not me. But
if you were to wonder, I could tell why you say that. You kind of have an inclination of how he might respond. So how might he respond? Responsibility is to get aligned.
All right. I'll tell you what my full thought is. My dad, in his late 60s, contracted Parkinson's disease, which ultimately took his life about two decades later, indirectly. Parkinson's never actually kills you, but the symptoms associated with it tend to be what kill you. But anyway, one of the key things about Parkinson's is that it essentially is a condition where you lose your ability to interact emotionally with your environment, with people around you. So my dad, who was a very gregarious person throughout his adult life, suddenly had a mask on his face that I didn't know. And it was like he had disconnected from humanity. Well, the thought in my mind is, I wonder if he also, without realizing what he was doing, had disconnected from his inner being in a sense. Not, you can't ever really truly disconnect, but you know, certainly was out of alignment with what was coming through from his inner being. And that fed an experience of being disconnected outside as well.
Interesting.
Now, I don't know that for a fact, but that's my belief about what happened. Because I also remember, I learned about the law of attraction by watching The Secret in November 2007. My father passed 5 months later in March 2008. So I was in the very early stages of learning about the law of attraction, how to apply it. I was really a novice. And I knew my dad could use help using the law of attraction. I didn't know how to give it to him. So that was kind of a thing for me. Like, oh God, I can't help my dad. And I got this really cool thing. Well, I've learned to let go of, you know, I couldn't help my dad, because actually I did help my dad in certain ways. But more importantly, I asked myself, if I had known to tell my dad what's most important is to stay in alignment and to help him understand what that meant, I wonder if it would have played out in some different ways. I suspect it probably would have.
I would suspect it would too.
Yeah.
If he was open to the idea.
I think he might have been. I mean, he was a very devout Christian, but he wasn't rigid about it. So I think he would have been open to some of the ideas.
As a Christian, I would say, you know, his responsibility would be to be aligned to God, mm-hmm. to be in communion with God in a way that he could hear God's voice.
And he'd be open to that, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I got to tell you, I'm really jazzed at the idea that that is my primary responsibility.
It's a cool one. It really is.
Because it shifts me from being this mega doer and not knowing, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing the thing that's going to move the needle? And all of those questions, to I'm still an awesome doer. And when I'm guided to do something, boom, it works. And it's fun. But so much of the failure piece is taken out. And I'm not saying that nothing ever, quote, goes awry, because I was doing some stuff today and I'm like, well, this is not working. But I didn't get this sense of I did the wrong thing.
No.
By doing what I did and realizing that I'm not getting the result I want, it caused me to ask new questions and caused me to think of new resources that I hadn't considered when I started.
Exactly.
So it's still me being guided. But I'm not just doing it out of my own logical, well, I think this is what I should do next, without the knowing.
Yeah, I'm not even sure that right and wrong even apply to it. I mean, right and wrong applying to whether or not you're in alignment actually seems kind of out of alignment to even say that. It's more like, is this what I want or is this what I don't want? And that's really what you're talking about. That when you're in that place where you're asking your inner being to help validate, I know I want this. Is this the right way to get there? Is this, should I be following this step or should I be ignoring it? And your inner being says, you know, ignore all that stuff. Just do what we're telling you to do over here. And you just do what they're telling you over there. And all of a sudden, all of the right and wrong is taken out of it. It's just follow your inner being.
And so even my exiting the LOAtoday.net podcast with you is as a result of my alignment.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of my Project X, which is my new career. You know, we started back in January with me wanting to deliberately create a new career for myself that would take me out of corporate America. And so mid-August, I finally made my exit from corporate America. And for 2 months now, I've been living my life as an entrepreneur and I've been following my guidance. But I will say, Walt, even before I left my corporate job, I was starting to sense a disrest while doing the podcast with you.
Yeah.
And it wasn't about you, but it was just something about it is not feeling like it did before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was searching for, well, what do I do with this feeling?
Mm-hmm.
And before I even said anything to you, I was feeling like, you know what? I'm now feeling time constrained. And I was like, well, that's interesting because I used to not feel time constrained. Nothing in my job has changed where this is being a problem. But all of a sudden I was feeling time constrained. And so I came to the decision. I wanted to chat with you about lessening me from 5 days a week down to two.
Right.
And so I did. And then I thought, okay, this will take care of that feeling. And I realized, well, I'm not feeling time constrained anymore, but I'm feeling another uncomfortable feeling. I'm like, well, what the heck is this? I already took care of one problem.
I already solved
this
one.
Another one going on. And I was really feeling this desire to spread my wings. And I just heard it's time for you to go solo. And I'm like, well, I don't want to leave Walt. I don't want to leave LOAtoday.net. I love all that. I'm a part of the vision of growing the membership base and having more listeners. And I kept getting, it's time for you to go solo. Now, my own personal journey, you know, very few people know me like I know me.
Really?
Know? But I'm very aware how, even though I can be bigger than life, even though I know I'm incredibly powerful and potent, there's something about just taking the risk of saying, I'm moving out, I'm doing my own thing, has never come easy to me. So like hitching my wagon to you and this show and this platform felt like the easier way for me. It was the safer way for me. So when I was hearing, Wendy, it's time for you to go solo and spread your wings, it all of a sudden that safety thing came up again. Yeah, but Walt has increased our followers and our listenership. And that was part of what attracted me to the beginning, which is, you know, he kind of already had a built-in audience and I've been a part of helping to grow that. And if I start from scratch, well, I'm starting from scratch, you know?
Funny thing.
And my inner being is like, don't worry about it. We got that covered. Like, we already have your listenership ready to roll. And I'm like, really? So, you know, what's so interesting is when I talked to you, you know, a week or so ago, and I said, you know me, Walt, I'm following my inner guidance, and my inner guidance is saying it's time for me to, you know, leave the podcast completely and go do my own. And your response was, well, you know, that doesn't surprise me. I was actually expecting you to say that to me when you said you didn't want to do five shows a week.
Exactly. That's what I thought was going to come.
Yeah. And I'm like, huh. But, you know, me being me, I like to do the gentle approach, because if I would have gone from 5 days a week to nothing, that would have felt like being a smoker and I quit cold turkey. And this was not a comfortable feeling.
No, of course not.
So I would say even my inner being, who knows me so intimately well, knew that if I went to 2 days a week, that would help soften the blow, if you will, when my inner being said, now you're leaving altogether.
Yeah.
That would have been really, really hard for me to hear 4 months ago. It was enough that I was working my way out of corporate America, but to lose the podcast too would have felt like a loss, instead of me releasing myself from it to move on. And interesting, just now I saw an image of, I was watching a nature program, it was a vet program, where they were working with this bald eagle who had, due to some burn accident, its underneath feathers were burned. And so they had it in captivity so that it could heal, so that eventually they could release it back into the wild. And just now I just got the image of how these two caretakers had the eagle in its cage, and then on the count of three, they released it, and the eagle just flew and soared the way eagles are meant to be. And that's the image I just got for myself, which is, I was ready to do that, but I'm the one who put a self-imposement of putting myself in a cage in captivity.
Yeah.
Like, nope, not ready, not ready, not ready. And my inner being is like, okay, on the count of three, we're going to open the cage and it's time for you to go.
Well, I like your image a lot better than what I had. I had rather comic image in mind. My image was taken from The Wizard of Oz. You're following your inner being. So I was imagining a bunch of munchkins saying, follow your inner being, follow your inner being.
Actually, I like that one too. Because for me, following the yellow brick road eventually leads me to Oz, which eventually leads me to clicking my heels together, saying there's no place like home, which is, to me, that scene where Dorothy's clicking her heels together, to me, is synonymous with being tapped in, tuned on, and turned in.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, you know all those words.
Right.
That's being in alignment. That's connecting with who you really are.
Mm. Yeah, that's
and,
true.
You know, this podcast has been the most incredible journey for me, because I think I've said it to you. I don't know if I've said it out loud to everybody else, but this has been a verbal journaling of my personal experience. And I have shared with the audience what my personal journey has looked like since I started this show. And it's ironic that this show has given me the strength and given me the everything that I need to soar and go off and do my own. And I'm so grateful for everybody who has listened, because even if you don't communicate with us directly, I feel you. I feel the people who listen. Even afterwards, I feel, you know, the audience as a whole has responded to me and has given me so much encouragement and has connected with the ideas that I've shared. And some people have gone, what the hell is she talking about? But what I've said is on their mental shelf, and my hope is that at some point in the near future, there will be an experience that they'll go, oh, that's what she was talking about. And then it'll make sense.
Mm-hmm. And it usually
but
does.
But I know I've laid a lot of groundwork for a lot of people. I know my life's mission is to be a model, is to be a lighthouse or a beacon of what is possible. And this podcast has given me the opportunity to really connect with the verbal expression that I had desired to be able to do for so very long. I can't imagine what my life would feel like today if you didn't reach out to me and if I didn't say yes and if I hadn't plunged into this wonderful world of podcasting. Because how it has affected me has been simply short of astronomical.
Wow. Very good.
You know, and I hope all of the co-hosts have an experience of something similar. I have a feeling you experienced that, how this podcast has allowed you to grow and expand and become more of who you desire.
Oh, definitely. I actually think all the co-hosts do have similar experiences to tell from that perspective, the idea that it contributes to their own personal growth as well as to the growth of our listeners. And it's a perfect symbiotic relationship in that sense.
It absolutely is. And the as each podcast has moved forward, I know I've been on a moving trajectory. I know that I've been growing, and my desire for the expression I want to put out into the world has deepened. I know that it has moved more into personal transformation. And even now, it's starting to shift into, I want to model. I want to make it more of a model for what other people can experience.
Mm-hmm.
For those that are willing to latch on, those that are willing to connect with the message, I want to be a contributor to the lives of those who are willing and ready for what I have to offer.
And by the way, I love the message that you chose for this last episode, which is that our primary responsibility as human beings is to be in alignment, because that fits so nicely with the podcast you're leaving behind, as well as where you're going with the podcast you're going to be creating, because we're all about your daily dose of happy. We're all about getting into alignment. And what a better way to leave than by saying, you know, stay in that process of getting into alignment and get yourself into alignment and then make the connection. And as you're getting into alignment and, you know, get the communication going with your inner being, that feeds beautifully to what we continue to do here. So even though you're leaving in physical form, in the sense that you're not going to be physically on the podcast, your contribution is immense, and thank you very much for that.
Well, you're welcome. And I will continue to promote LOAtoday.net because it truly is a daily dose of happy. And as I have been researching different platforms and what other podcasts are out there on this subject, I'll say there are many law of attraction things out there.
Oh, many. Yes.
And yet I would say that what you've created with LOAtoday.net is consistent. It's frequent. It's fresh. There is a consistent theme, I think, that runs through all of the shows. And yet at the same time, there's unique facets that are presented.
Yep.
And you kind of always keep the audience jumping. There's always something new going on. And even with the variety of hosts, I think that's what makes it really spectacular.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Because as I've listened to some of the other podcasters, I'm like, well, okay, I've listened to about four or five. Well, now I'm bored. You know?
Yeah,
but it's hard to get bored with LOAtoday.net.
Right, because it's constantly shifting day to day. The personalities are moving around. I mean, it's actually the same schedule, but it seems like it's always a different personality every day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. And, you know, another thing, and this is how this podcast with you has helped me grow up and get ready to take flight, is I told you once upon a time, I didn't want to do a podcast by myself. I didn't feel I was capable of doing that.
Yeah.
I said, I work better with someone else. I like knowing that I have a live physical person that I'm conversing with. And I said, I require somebody to ask me questions. That's what really turns me on. And I got to tell you, I recognized maybe a month or two ago, that was one of my limiting beliefs.
Hmm.
That I believed I couldn't go solo because I required another person to trigger and activate within me, me connecting with my inner being to, you know, share insights.
Well, it kind of fits in with what I remember about our initial conversation a year ago when I was inviting you to come onto the podcast, in which, in that first phone conversation, you expressed something along these lines, and these are not the exact words, but the gist of it was you'd been thinking about doing a podcast. You'd actually been to an event where, the idea had kind of built up some steam inside of you, but you also weren't really sure how to go about doing it. And here I come along with this ready-made vehicle for you. So it was actually a very good fit at that point in time, but it wasn't a fit that could necessarily stay a good fit because you were continuing to grow in the direction you needed to grow toward podcasting. This is a good, easy step for you to take that helped you go a long way. And that's a good thing.
Which to me, that's the beautiful, demonstration of how the universe has my back. The universe knew what I wanted to do. I had a limiting belief at the time that said I can't do it alone and I don't know what, you know, software to use.
Mm-hmm.
And you show up and that took care of two things. One, you took care of all the technology.
Mm-hmm.
All I had to do was show up, and do what I do.
Yep.
But you were going to be there for me to bounce ideas off of and for me to bounce ideas off of you. And I
right.
was, oh, this is so comfortable. This is easy. But you know, we don't stay stagnant. That's not what humanity does. We are always an ever-changing species.
Even though it seems like it sometimes. Sometimes it does seem like people stay stagnant, but even then they really don't.
And for me, I noticed, and you and I have talked about it, how we've seen just with the shows you and I do, let alone all the other co-hosts,
mm-hmm.
but the ones you and I do, it's like the content of what we talked about and how we did it and our cadence and our rhythm started to shift.
Yeah.
You know, and we'd say, but I don't know what to do about it. And yet it kept shifting. And, you know, we did the book, Law of Attraction book for a while, and we read from there. And then we'd get down to, we might read two paragraphs, and then we were off and running doing our own thing. And then we never did finish the book. So if you and City want to finish the last, you got my blessing. Because I heard you one day with Cindy, like, what should we talk about? And it's like, well, you know, we won't talk about Law of Attraction book. We'll leave that for Wendy. Well, Wendy's now XP, so go ahead and finish it.
I'll be sure to tell her that you said that.
Okay.
That's
but,
funny.
You know, then you and I went on and we just kind of started doing free flow. We didn't know what our topic would be. And you would just write in the description, Walt and Wendy discussed. And
it's
like,
right.
We'll figure it out when you introduce the show.
Yep.
We'll see what comes up. So that was like another transition. And where that was so beneficial for me is it let me know I could really trust that Law of Attraction was going to fill 1 hour of time, and I didn't have to control what the topic was in advance. I didn't even have to have a clue what we were going to talk about in advance.
Mm.
And some of those were our best shows.
Yeah.
Because they were so spontaneous. And then sometimes I started getting just one concept, just a word, a phrase, whatever, and we'd like roll with it and see where it took us.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that started to let me know, oh, I can do this. And then Walt, you jokingly said the other day on a show something like, well, let me get in my promos because once you get going, there's no stopping you.
This is true.
And I just laughed and you said, you really can do a show solo. And I went, oh my God, I really can.
Oh yeah.
And I realized I actually have to effort or work and be, or I should say be conscious about giving you space so you can interject thoughts and ideas because I can't just keep going. I'm like, huh. Less than a year ago, I didn't think that was possible.
Evolution is an amazing thing. I mean, that's because that's what's happened. That's what you're really describing. You're describing both your evolution and the evolution of the podcast over the course of the last year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I'm looking forward to with my own podcast is I will no longer be time constricted because the 4 o'clock Eastern show is 3 o'clock Central, which I'm on Central Time. And that kind of cuts into the middle of my day. And so for me, I like to be very free. And so if I have an idea that strikes me at 2 a.m, I know me, I'll jump out of bed at 2 a.m. and I'll just flip on all my stuff and I'll podcast away offline.
Yep.
Publish it when I feel like it.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, ooh, that really appeals to me.
That's good. That's good.
That appeals to me. Meanwhile, I've set up a video studio.
Have you?
A workroom in my house. I've set up a video studio, so I'm also going to be starting to do video podcasting. Well, I don't know if it'll be podcasting or if it'll just be for those who receive things who are on my email list.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I'm ready to be seen. I'm ready to be heard.
All right.
This is all part of, you know, my Project X, my project career that I have developed here on this show in the presence of all of our wonderful listeners. And, you know, I got to say, I truly believe that I have had people that I don't know and may never meet that have been rooting me on. And I believe that when they want the best for me, it's because they want that for themselves too. And they may not have been aware when they were going, go, Wendy, go, that I was modeling for them what they could have in their life as well.
Cool stuff.
And so I'm so appreciative for everybody who's listened to our podcasts. I'm so appreciative for this platform. Wow.
Well, we're definitely going to miss you, but it's not goodbye forever. We'll probably have you back on guest appearances periodically as you fill us in on stuff. So we'll just kind of look forward to that.
Well, that'll be fun.
And for those who are wondering, Thursday, which would be normally have been Wendy's next time slot, Thursday afternoon, I'll have a new person joining me named Michael Blackstock, who is a really interesting guy. I found in my conversation with him, remember how when you and I first talked, it just flowed like from the beginning. We knew it was like instant connection. It was all going to work. Same feeling with him. Exactly the same feeling with him. I mean, now he's not a life coach. He's actually a comedian. And this is part of my new thing to bring more comedians in. But he's just a very good conversationalist. So it's going to be a good podcast to look forward to. And then next Tuesday, I actually got two people who are going to be joining me on Tuesday. There may even be a second person who joins me on Thursday. That's to be determined. But the Tuesday show, I've got two people, Alex King and Carlos. I got to make sure I get his name right. Balasquita, I think it is. And the two of them are going to be joining me. Alex lives in Massachusetts, right on the coastline in Cape Cod. And Carlos is on the other end of the continent in Hermosa Beach, California. And we're all going to connect together to do the Tuesday afternoon podcast. And it's going to be fun. They're really interesting personalities. So good things to look forward to. But in the meantime.
That is so cool.
It is cool. And see, you're leaving the show in good hands, which is a good thing.
It is. And, you know, one of the things that I had in my heart was knowing that there were other individuals who were ready to take my place, not to replace me, but that they wanted their shot. They were ready to express themselves the way I had such a huge desire to express myself. And so really, it's not even a bittersweet goodbye. It's just the next evolution of what we do as human beings.
That's right.
We always expand. We always are growing. And, you know, that's a message that I am definitely in alignment with. And I'm thrilled to see how your show is developing and moving forward. And I'll be listening, I promise.
Well, it wouldn't be a complete podcast unless I asked you this last question, so I'll ask it to you one last time. Please tell our listeners, how can they reach out to Wendy Dillard?
If they want to reach me for coaching, please go to wendydillard.com.
And all the
contact information is available in the footer.
Very cool. Wendy, my dear, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for doing this podcast with me for the last 11 months or so. It's been great.
It's been my pleasure, truly.
And we will invite you all to continue the journey with us next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye for now.